Today is the feast day of a couple of saints, but I'd like to focus on Saint Elizabeth of Portugal because she has a wonderful and fascinating story. She was married at the age of 12, so I don't want any of the kids to get any ideas. But she was only 12 years old when she became the wife of King Dennis of Portugal. She herself was a Spanish princess, being the daughter of King Peter III of Aragon. And at her baptism in the year 1271, she was given the name of her great aunt, who was Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. So she was named after her relative, her great aunt, Elizabeth of Hungary. But even at an early age, she had a very well-disciplined character, like her namesake. And like her namesake, took care of the poor and pilgrims with the consent of her husband. So what she established, as she was now the Queen of Portugal, were many charitable works for the poor. So she would set up hostels for pilgrims and travelers that were going to visit the holy shrines. So she would make sure that they were well provided for. She also took care of the poor herself, as well as establishing dowries for poor girls so that they could have good husbands. And she founded a hospital and also a house, almost like a retreat house, for penitent women who would live wayward and immoral lives. And these women that she helped to convert, she would place in a special home, like a retreat home, for their spiritual growth and to then restore them to their families. She also built an orphanage. She had many struggles in her life. Her husband was notoriously unfaithful to her. She continued to pray for him each day and do penance and to show him charity and a sweetness of disposition. That was one of her great qualities, for her gentleness, her kindness, and her sweetness. And she even looked after his illegitimate children as if they were her own and made provision for their education. They had two children of their own, Alfonso and Constance. And Constance became the son who later rebelled against his father. And so Elizabeth of Portugal spent most of her time trying to make peace between eventually her grown son and her husband, because they were battling for different things and had many situations in their life that caused them difficulties. And in the year 1324, her husband became ill, so she devoted all her attention to him. She never left his side except to go to church and then to come back to take care of him during his long and tedious illness. But it was during his illness that he repented of his wayward life, his disordered life, and he made a sincere conversion and confession before his death at Santarém in Portugal in the year 1325. You might have heard of the town of Santarém. It's a couple hours north of Lisbon. There is a Eucharistic miracle in Santarém. So after his burial, she made a pilgrimage to the great Santiago de Compostela, the shrine of St. James up in the northwestern corner of Spain. Some of you may have seen the movie recently called The Way, with Martin Sheen, I think it was, who plays a father who lost his son, and his son had wanted to do the Camino, the pilgrimage, the walking to the shrine of St. James, and so he did it instead, and he had a conversion along the way. So again, it's a pretty powerful, for a modern movie made in this day and age, it has a lot of good points, and it shows the power of making pilgrimages, especially to holy shrines like Compostela. So anyway, so she made her pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela, and there she then tried to enter the Poor Clare Convent at Coimbra, where Sister Lucia would join centuries later. Sister Lucia just died in her 90s, a few years ago, at Coimbra. But she was unable to enter the convent, and so she became a Third Order Franciscan, and then she lived in a house right next to the convent. So she would die at the age of 66, In fact, she was on her way to make peace between her son and her nephew, Alfonso XI of Castile. Again, there was always difficulties between Portugal and Spain, and between territories and armies. So she again was a peacemaker and died on the way to trying to bring about peace. She was canonized not long, a couple years, 100 years after her death, in 1625. And so I think what we can learn from Elizabeth of Portugal is, first of all, her persevering prayer for her husband, that she never gave up on him. She continued to pray for his conversion. And even though it was on his deathbed, he finally converted. So years of prayer and suffering, she prayed for her husband, and he did convert. And then we can learn from her the importance of taking care of the needy and the poor and helping out those less fortunate than ourselves. And lastly, the importance of being a peacemaker. As St. Francis said in his prayer, we're called to be peacemakers. And it's appropriate that she herself was a Third Order Franciscan, and she really would live out the spirituality of St. Francis. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is discord, let me sow peace. So she truly is a great follower of the Lord and her patron, St. Francis. And so we pray today, St. Elizabeth of Portugal, pray for us.